coming dark. Life from the dead is a miracle, doc. They counted me out, moment of truth, counting it down. Underdog story was down for the count. Back on my feet, back with a mic, back on a beat, back with a family and bang in the streets. The game on lock, I stand with a key. Stand in my ground, I am planning a flee. Stand in my ground, I am planning my feet. Taking a stand, embracing my destiny, shaking his hand, flipping the script. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Lansing, Michigan, where we are live in Jamie Latimer's dining room.
Yes, we are.
It is quarterfinals time. So I made the trek up here to Michigan to kind of get film some of the action, to hang out with my friends, and to see what all is happening here in Michigan. So, what's going on? So I was driving today and you did some stuff.
I did do some stuff more than expected.
I got here and I said, well, what'd you get done today? And you're like, you kind of meekishly said, like, I don't know if you felt like you were disappointing me, but you're like, I did two of them.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you make the trek to watch and I wanted you to be able to watch most of the workouts. I knew you were going to miss one.
Yeah. Yeah. And who knows, maybe you'll redo something and we'll catch that or whatever. But, Corey says he's doing two tomorrow. Yeah. I think what's interesting about this and everything I've watched today and listening to you and Haley tonight at the gym, like it's crucial that you do these in the right order
for you for sure.
Yeah. Because some of these are going to wreck you. And once that happens, it's going to impair whatever you redo after that.
Mm-hmm. And they were smart to put I think the wall ball burpee back jumper one is going to be the one that affects a lot of people. And it's due by Saturday. So if you're trying to save that, then you have to do two earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. So I completely understand why you would do two already just to get something in the bank and on the board. And then because that one is going to do some damage. So I checked into the hotel. The wife was like, hey, I'm just going to crash on the bed. And you text me and say, hey, Haley's going to do one tonight. You want to come over? So I said, okay, I go over and do that. And hopefully we're not like giving away any secrets or anything. But she was going to do one of the workouts tonight. She got into it a little bit, realized completely wrong plan, redlined it way too early, and just threw on the brake and said, let's save this for another day.
Right. Probably mostly my fault because we're at the mercy of other people for our gym is 14 feet, 6 inches. So when we have rope climb workouts, we have to travel. And then I have to coordinate with where we're going to go, who, when they're open, when they have classes, when we cannot bother them. And I kind of assumed we were going to have to do a Saturday, Sunday for that. I don't want to. And I was able to get a hold of Grand Trunk where we did all our team stuff. And they will accommodate us tomorrow. So when Haley got to the gym, I was like, yeah, we're going to go do number three tomorrow. So I feel like you kind of need to get number one in. And she wanted to do clean and jerks first. It's going to be the easiest one for her. Knock it out. So she had a plan of coming in to hit the clean and jerks. And I kind of threw her for a loop and she just kind of warmed up and jumped into those intervals. And those intervals are spicy. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because as soon as she like she turned around to you and was like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work today.
You know, I felt so bad. I was like, oh, no.
And then as we were leaving in the parking lot, and this is after much deliberation and conversation with you as a coach, she looked at you and went, my max heart rate went to 202. So she definitely went to a place that was not going to be healthy for the rest of that workout.
No. She was going to have to back way off. Would have been even further off of the plan. So makes sense. I mean, she knows how it feels. Now we can get a new number, rep set scheme to go. So I think it's fine.
So what was good for me is it gave me some practice filming.
Yeah.
To get a little more creativity. I was figuring out how to, like, with my new camera, I got the 4K, I got the whole nine, right? But I could zoom in on, like, the monitor on the rower, so I could catch, like, paces, stuff like that, while it's going on. And we're hoping to do some creative side-by-sides after this weekend. So maybe after Saturday submission time, putting together some side-by-sides and getting those up so people can see all, what the competition was like between the athletes. So super stoked for that. And that got me kind of in the groove. After she stepped back, you and her got out a little whiteboard and you re-strategized this workout for her. And I asked her, I said, you know, now that you know what it feels like, do you think you'll be better off going forward, or does it scare you more? And her answer was, no, it makes me feel better. Because I'm a feel girl and I want to know what it feels like. And I want to be ready for it when it comes. And she actually looked excited about doing it again.
Yeah.
When I looked at her face when she stopped, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if she's even going to want to do this again. But after she talked to you and you re-strategized, her demeanor changed completely. Yeah. Like, yeah, let's get after this. Now it was just trying to find the right time. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't affect anything else on the board.
Right. Yeah. I think we just maybe went a little aggressive with our numbers. But she's got tons of leeway in there to play with. So I think we'll be fine.
And I don't want to give anything away, but you yourself were just a tiny bit aggressive.
And you felt it.
Right. Yeah. Right. We're not going to reveal anything until submission time at this point, but that's one of the workouts you did and you did feel it.
Yeah, I did. It's something now. No, so I was going to go into it just doing a round to figure out pacing and rep scheme. And I was like, nah, just keep going. And then I was two rounds in and I was like, I should stop. But I was like, nah, you've done two rounds. Like, you've already accumulated some fatigue in your legs. So just finish and gut it out. And it's fine. It'll be fine. But
yeah, she says it'll be fine. People in her corner are happy with the results.
Yeah. I never know.
She's like, never happy with the results. So I have to go with other people to get a true barometer as to where she sits.
Yeah.
But yeah, people in her corner are happy with the results there, but Jamie is never satisfied.
That's true.
She can always get two more reps.
I hate missing my goal. You know, like if I have something on the board, I usually underestimate and I usually can get, like, the clean and jerks went fine for me. I got more than my goal. Am I still a little disappointed in myself? Yes. Now that I kind of know, but like this one, I didn't even get what I wanted. And so it's just like, oh, well, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah. So we kind of jumped into this, like into the deep end, but we haven't been on the air since the workouts were announced.
Yeah.
When I looked at these workouts, I don't know if I had my bar set low going in after seeing the team workouts or what, but like, I love these workouts. I actually, like, not having to do them, I'm just looking at them as a test to see if people are going to move on that should move on. And I love the design of this test from start to finish.
Yeah, they really test your fitness and your capacity. I think they're great tests.
None of them are like a pure sprint.
No.
So you're going to have to hold on in every one of these workouts at something, right? Mm-hmm. Even watching other people do the clean and jerk workout, which it's, you know, for the people that did it down at Crash on the Savant podcast, it was double grace, mm-hmm. right? So it's not like a sprint, like single grace, like it's double and it's heavier. So yeah, this is all like, can you hang on?
Yep, exactly.
And even like that heavier barbell, moderate to heavy barbell, you have to have fitness to stay in the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the second you redline in any of these, you're in trouble.
So last year when we were at semis, we kind of called that programming like full of minefields.
Yeah.
Right. And or full of landmines. Mm-hmm. It was a minefield of a workout. And so there were points where like, if you went to failure, you're stuck.
Yeah.
And you're not moving on. Do you feel that in this set, or do you think it's something that people are going to be fatigued at the end, but they're going to be able to push through? Maybe not fast, but not completely stop, like a strict deficit handstand push-up or a seated rope climb.
There will be some people, not anybody in the 40 that are moving on, but it definitely will be that way for the ring muscle ups of workout 3. But it won't be your top 40.
Right, right, right. Yeah, because even Lindsay at Crash, she made it through. She finished.
She made it through, yeah.
Yeah. She was doing singles at the end.
Yeah.
But she was able to make it through. And really, like, the handstand push-up in that just seems so insignificant after watching.
It kind of is.
You know, so, and that's kind of a tiny bit of shame.
Yeah.
I wish it meant a little more in that workout. But yeah, they can't test everything.
Yeah. Yeah. There are people who aren't awesome at strict or wall facing, and there's only 10 wall facing. So like, you're going to sneak through that.
Yeah. How much will you pay for inefficient handstand push-ups when you get to the muscle-ups and the dip coming up out of the dip?
Yeah. I think that's part of what's catching people, that and the rope climb pull. Like, it's, I guess you kind of need to know yourself. Are you someone who struggles out of the dip of the ring muscle-up, or are you struggling to pull over and turn over?
Yeah. So let's go through these real quick. Workout 1 is the intervals. And it starts with 1 minute of snatches, 1 minute of
rowing,
and 1 minute of box step ups weighted. Initial thoughts on that?
Initially, I was like, I like it. I like dumbbell box step ups. Admittedly, I prefer like single dumbbell or like front rack. Having done it now, I wouldn't even say it was necessarily grippy. So it wasn't that. I don't even know. My legs were so shot. But it's a good workout, and it's one of those ones that's kind of like a mind game. Like, are you pushing the row? Are you pushing which one are you pushing?
So we'll get into that later. I'm going to hold off on that question. Workout 2 is 3 rounds for time. This is the crushing one. 50 wall ball shots, and then 50. We're going to just call them burpees over the box.
Burpee box jump over. Yep.
Yeah. Because they're not lateral, because you can do them any way you want.
Correct.
But they are 30 burpees, 50 burpees,
50
over box jump overs.
Yep.
Thoughts?
It's so many burpee box jump overs. It's just going to be, and it's 20 minutes. Like, most people are going to get capped. So you're working for 20 minutes, and I programmed this for the gym today, and spoiler alert, like, nobody showed up.
Yeah. And then when Haley was done, another class started. They did not look like they were having fun.
Yeah. And they're getting like half the work. So yeah.
Yes, I did go to Michigan wearing a bear shirt, and I am savage. This is our year. Caleb Williams is going to crush the Lions all next season. All right. Corey Leonard says you kind of have to push the row, in my opinion. Can make a lot more reps on there. I don't necessarily agree with you, Corey.
Yeah, that was my initial thought too, Corey.
Yeah, watching it tonight, I think it depends on the athlete you are.
Sure. There's going to be big, strong men who just crush the row. And that makes sense. But yeah, it depends on the athlete.
Can I just say, I walked into the gym tonight. I didn't realize how tall Haley was.
Oh, she's not that tall.
I think like, but compared to you.
Well, I'm just small. People don't think.
Right, like it was like, it took my breath away, like that she does kind of tower over you. And she's a completely different athlete than you.
Completely different.
So something that I would picture you doing in the interval workout, I would give her different advice. Mm-hmm. All completely. And that's why I say that, Corey. Just yeah. Knowing Jamie, being co-host for the last year, following her career, and then watching Haley tonight, two completely different strategies on that workout.
Yeah.
So then we go to three, which is we've talked about a lot, and that is the handstand push-ups with the toes to bar, and the rope climbs and the muscle-ups.
Correct.
So have we talked about that enough with everything that's happened?
Yeah. Okay. I think a lot of people probably already watched Taylor versus the World and Fee and Lindsay. Yeah, it's a good workout. I personally think it's a muscle up workout. Some people could think it's a rope climb workout.
I think it's both.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just think it's a muscle up workout.
I think toes to bar are irrelevant. And I think the handstand push-ups, other than what we talked about, maybe fatiguing the press in the muscle-up, then it comes down to how fast are your rope climbs. And then once you get through that, how much do you have to break up the muscle-ups?
Right.
Corey says, my box step-ups are going to be slow. I have child-sized legs.
Corey, you get to step to a 20-inch box.
Yeah. Stop complaining. So then we finish up with workout four. That is the double grace for the people that did it at Crash. But it is 10 clean and jerks at one weight, 1 minute rest, 10 more clean and jerks at the next weight, minute rest, 10 clean and jerks at the next weight, 1 minute rest, max clean and jerks in the remaining time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Following TTT last year, we did the simulation workouts, and you actually played these and covered them the week before we started quarterfinals. And TTT wrote almost an identical WOD. It was a 9 minute cap. It went 95, 125, 145, 165, as opposed to 85, 125, 155, 165. So, and one extra minute. So I essentially have done this workout and had pacing and everything, which was nice.
So you did that today too.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much universally, people are saying that's the one that doesn't really take much out of you. And it's the one, if you're going to double up with one, that's the one you're going to do it. I know you're not happy with it because you're never happy with any workout, but did you come close to what you expected?
I did. What I wrote on the board, I beat.
But you're still not happy.
Yeah, looking back now, I was like,
which makes no sense.
I know. It's fine. I should just be happy with it.
Okay. So those are the four workouts. I had a question and then I lost it. Oh, well. And it had to do with this fourth workout in conjunction with another one. Oh, you chose to do four and one, both using the legs.
Yeah.
In the same day. Mm-hmm. Do you regret that decision? Because, like, if you look at the people at Crash, they went a leg workout first and an arm workout second.
If I could have had a rope at my disposal, I would 100% would have done the 4-3. 100%.
Okay. So with CrossFit making those the last two, that the deadline's the latest, but yet the easiest to kind of pair up and finish is right. A double. Do you think that was intentional on their part or a mistake on their part?
I mean, I think it was intentional. I just think it, I don't think it's going to affect anyone that matters. So it's sort of pointless.
Okay.
I mean, if I had a place to do it, it wouldn't affect me either. Like, I have the time to do it. I definitely could have gotten two in today. I mean, I did, but.
Yeah, I just. One. Just listening to you and Haley talk, right? She's a college student, which gives her less flexibility during the day than you have. And here we are on Thursday night. She has none completed. And now how do you fit them in when you don't have a rope at your gym?
Right.
And you've got to go somewhere else. It makes it really difficult to not kill yourself. But again, that could be part of the plan.
Yeah. The top 40 that are making it to semis, though, aren't going to be in this boat.
True. True. Keep coming back to that. So excuse me, I'm doing notes on my phone this week. We're on a portable system this week. So tomorrow the plan is for us to go to Grand Trunk so you can do workout three. They're kindly giving you access to their gym on a Friday. How many athletes do they have in quarterfinals?
I think they had like 8 or 9 make it.
That's still really generous of an affiliate mm-hmm. to do that during this time. Thinking about these workouts and the top 40, who do you think will do these workouts well? Is there any standout in any of them that you think should be highlighted?
That's a good question. I mean,
let's go the easiest ones, right? The monostructural ones. So the barbell one.
I mean, Laura's gonna crush it.
Laura, Kelsey Keel, Gabby Magawa, maybe.
How did she do it, Rogue? On the final event.
I think she did well. Because she finished top five, right? Like,
yeah.
I think Ariel could do well.
Yeah.
It's moderate.
Yeah. And she has, I feel like she has shorter, smaller frame like Colton. Like that's what, well, Colton's super strong. But that shorter range of motion, just you can start to gain.
Yeah. I think what's cool about this is people like Rebecca Fuselier and yourself, and you're not, and Fee got 28 reps. I know,
she killed it.
And she is tiny.
She killed it.
Like for fitness wise, like, and someone who's been working on strength nonstop, like it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's cool, but there's going to be people crushing that 28.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's not going to keep her out of the game.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a good score. I'm super curious with how well Tudor did in the Open. If his fitness has improved enough. Because, like, he didn't do great at Rogue at that clean and jerk one.
So I know, you know, we just watched the event three with from Crash.
Yeah.
With Savon and them guys. So Hopper made a comment in there that he's only touching a barbell once a week and that he finished last in that group of four and finished better than expected in the gymnastics workout because that's all he's doing now. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering with Tudor,
will it be similar?
Will it be similar? Like, yeah, that all he's doing is working on his fitness. Is he not even touching a barbell? And it's not like a big, massive weight that he can just sling up there once. Right. It's a moderate weight. It's going to be, I'm going to be anxious to see that.
I'm super curious to see his.
Yeah.
And even Jack for that matter.
Yeah.
I know people have kind of been like, no way that he's not going to go do good, but I don't know.
Yeah. Jack was fitter than Tudor by far. Right. Because Jack won an event, not weightlifting, right? Or came in second.
He got second at Alpaca Redux.
Yeah. So like he has other skills, but anyway, I find that, I think that's going to be fascinating. Like the big, and I guess same for Kelsey Keel. Like, is her fitness going to be enough? Yeah. The weight's going to be light for her, but, so then we go to the monostructural gymnastics one. That is a Fuselier.
Yeah.
Emma Lawson.
Emma should do good. You would think it a good one for Alexis. Although the handstand pushup again aren't the crux of that workout. It's the ring muscle up. She has good ring muscle ups.
Gazan's upper body pulling in the rope climb and in the muscle ups is going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a question on the Heat One app. Alexis, Alex.
I know. Yeah. Going back and watching it, the handstand, giving Alexis the nod because of handstand pushups almost seems like a mistake.
Yeah, because the best person to handstand pushups in the men's division is Colton, and it didn't help.
Mm-mm.
So,
yeah.
But
you're right, Rebecca Fuselier should crush this one.
Yeah, and we have her on the show on Tuesday morning.
Nice.
So. There's a reschedule after her family emergency. Checked in with her a couple days ago, and all is well.
Good.
Which is great news. That first and foremost, but we rescheduled. She'll be on Tuesday morning, and hopefully we can talk about event three and how well she did in it.
Mm-hmm.
So then we move to, we're going backwards through these. The second workout, which is the
wall ball
burpees. That's one that it's just someone who can hurt, right?
Yes.
Like, who can hurt?
Yeah.
And I think Colton's going to crush this.
Colton will crush it. So will Taylor.
Wall balls were a goat of his that he hit extensively. And he's the best burpee guy in the business.
So we found out.
Other people like that. I think that's like a Saxon workout.
Yeah. Jay Crouch.
Yeah. Who on the women's side?
I mean, you would have picked Emma Carey. I think Danielle will do good at it.
Okay. I think that's the workout that Tia wins.
Yeah. If her wrist is fine. I mean, it sounds like the burpees weren't great for her before. So I think she was like going down on her fist or something. She wasn't. So you can't do that for 150.
No. Yeah. I've hurt my wrist back in the day And I did the fist coming up. Not the most efficient way to do a burpee.
I think Pat will crush this one too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And yeah, Brent will kill the wall ball. But his burpees are not as fast as Pat's. No. So yeah, that's just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And then we go to the interval workout, and that one just, it's a little bit of everything. And God, I just don't know.
I think Jay Crouch will do well at that one too.
Yeah. I really had a lot on Dallin.
Yeah.
For that one. The snatches would be easy for him. The row, he can pull so hard. And he's fairly tall. Like, he's not hopper tall. And then Hopper's going to do well in that too, because those step-ups will be rest for him.
Yeah. 20-inch step-ups, yeah.
Fikowski.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Tudor if he's fit.
But no 300s.
Oh, no. No. We got a note from Carolyn. She'll be on as soon as she gets home. So, okay. So that's who will do well. I got to open my phone again. So we talked about, are these a good test? Watching the people at Crash, watching people do it today, did you learn anything today that you were wrong about going in?
No, I can't use these people for clean and jerks. It is what it is. And for me, it's a muscle up workout. So again, watching them doesn't help me a ton. I say that, but like watching Lindsay probably does help me a lot. Maybe coming up with a pacing strategy, even if I'm 20, 30 seconds slower than her, if I can hold, not and have two fails, hold some doubles, then maybe I can sneak under that. What was she, 13 something?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I could break 13, I think that'd be huge. Don't give me that look.
You better be well below 13 on that workout.
It's a ring muscle up workout.
It is not. You're going to get, you
it is.
Are going to get some advantage on the rope climbs. You are such a good rope climber.
Sure. Yeah.
Your toes to bar, you are so efficient. Hear me out. Okay. Can I finish? Your toes to bar are efficient. Your handstand pushups are efficient. It's all about efficiency early on so that you're not so fatigued when it comes to the end. Your rope climbs are so efficient and so fast. The key to your rope climbs is your descent, which is important on a 15-foot rope climb. And that's where you're going to make up some ground. And then it's just, can you hang on to do some muscle ups?
Yeah. If it's anything like the open workout 2 years ago with 20 at the end, it won't be good. So let's hope I've gotten better.
You've gotten better. All right.
Yeah. Ken asks about Haley Adams. Think she's winning anything?
I'm taking a wait and see approach.
Yeah. I would say no. I think the odds are slim to none that she's winning a workout. But she could have some great scores.
Yeah. I don't think that winning is the most important thing for her right now. Absolutely
not. This is not the stage to even be.
Well, and I don't even think this season is about winning.
True.
This season was about finding herself and a balance in her life that made sense.
Very true.
Right. And so I don't really think that that's the number one priority. And when it's not the number one priority, it's hard to win.
Very true.
So that's my Freudian assessment of that. Now I want to talk about why the Heat One app is stupid.
You and me both. We got
so hosed. I am addicted to the Heat One app. I love that they have done that. Like Tyler has done an amazing job making that an option.
Yeah.
For us to play along. Love it. But when you go out on a limb and pick Colton to win the clean and jerk workout, because you have a feeling, and Dallin to take second, and they tie, and you get 0 points because of a tie break.
Yep.
You should be rewarded for going out on a limb.
I agree.
And damn, that irks me.
What was the tie break?
I know Lex is sitting at home right now with her Heat One app looking about how far ahead she is of me.
Is she ahead?
Can I don't know. I couldn't stand to look.
Lex, what say you?
This morning, we had the same score and they put her ahead of me. We had the we both had 45 points. Yeah. They had me in 81st and her in like 72nd.
That's not right. How's the tiebreak work on that?
I have no idea. But I'm cursed.
I know. We got screwed on that one.
And I don't even. Yeah. And at least in horse racing, you get win, place, or show. Like, come on.
You're kicking my butt. I have 921st.
I'm probably down there now. I don't think I scored anything today.
I mean, I have 30 points.
Whoop, got to get Carolyn in there.
Ugh. I got it. Whoop. Oh, you took her up. Oh, pizza.
With pizza.
Yeah. I haven't had pizza in so long. Like months.
That's what we had.
I just haven't had enough calories in me all day. And I went to Booster Juice tonight to grab a smoothie with protein added in it. And then there's a pizza right beside. And I was like, I need to have food as well. I'm not going to eat too much pizza, but I just need more calories. I haven't had my last meal was after I coached soccer practice at lunch at school today. Maybe 11 o'clock was my last meal. And it's 8:37 now. That's not good.
No. Yeah. I was in the same boat. I had ate at like 10 because I went to the gym to do the workout at noon or whatever. And then I ended up doing a second and then went back for Haley. So yeah, I had pizza as well. And a lot. Yeah.
So to finish off the Heat One app, I have 45 points still.
Hey, kicking my butt.
And I'm in 870th. We're just complaining about the Heat One app because I picked Colton to win the clean and jerk workout, but because he tied and lost the tiebreak, I got 0 points.
How many reps did they end up getting?
31.
Do you think the girls will get more reps here because the weight's lighter?
Fee got 28.
I think you're very top. You're going to have like, I don't know, 20, 30 girls who beat the men, but then you're going to have hundreds of men who smash the rest of the girls.
Because 245 normally goes with 175.
Yeah, the prediction online was the women would do better.
135.
The top woman.
I think the top woman will be high.
40 reps.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see above 40 for some people. Like, very strong girls that have, even if they don't have the most engine, if they can just move that barbell, like they're hitting a lot. Sorry, I'm just chopping down this.
Someone was bragging in the chat.
Good for you, Amanda.
Nice job.
We're Amanda. All tied for first right now.
No, I'm in 921st.
I'm in 870th.
Oh, for the Heat One?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant for the overall leaderboard. I think we all have ones.
Yeah.
So you started a conversation. That sounded crispy. And then Mark also said crispy crust is greater than doughy crust.
It's actually a gluten-free one that I haven't tried before. I started going gluten-free last month or two just because my psoriasis has been getting bad. I just want to try. It helps.
That's good.
It depends on my mood. Sometimes I like crispy. Sometimes I like doughy. Just depends on the mood.
I like a little crispy crust. It's good.
We had Hungry Howie's flavor crust, which is my favorite.
Now that I know it's crispy, I'm just not going to take a bite for a little bit or I'll mute myself. Crunch.
So quick question while we have you here.
Yeah.
Because we're about to move off of the quarters. Anything you want to say about the workouts? Because we went over it. We both love the test. We think that we love the way it came out and its design. Anything you have from a 30,000 foot?
When they first came out, I was like, gosh, that's a lot of vertical pressing. You have handstand pushups, wall balls, and clean and jerks in three out of the four different workouts. I noticed that because I'm not a great presser, right? So like, you're going to notice certain things. I'm like, well, they could have done something different or more squatting and stuff like that. And I was like, press. And then the burpee with the wall ball, I'm like, press, press. But then when you actually start doing them, you realize, oh, there's some legs in there too. The wall ball one with the burpees has a lot of legs too. Yeah. So I think it's okay that the wall ball is the only squatting movement, because you do have the step ups, although I think that's more grippy on the forearms than it will be. Like, the grip will be more of a limiting factor, I think, on the step ups than the legs. I would think so. Not for you.
No.
I think it's grippy.
I've heard that, but no, I did not feel like it was grippy.
Then, yeah, I think you have a nice gymnastics one. I was surprised to see a strictly weightlifting one out of like one of the four tests, but because it's not a max, I like that way better. Like, if you're going to have a purely monostructural,
modality.
Yeah. Single modality, movement, like a clean and jerk. I'm glad that it's not just about the weight, but you also need to have some fitness to back it up, because some people are very good at moving, you know, super heavy weights one time. And then you have those other athletes that are able to just kind of find a rhythm and cycle. So you're giving a chance to fit athletes as well.
Yeah.
to make a move there. I think the first two tests are leg engine dominant, maybe. And I guess grippy with the row one. Last two have a lot of specialty, I think.
Yeah.
I think the last two are specialized workouts. Like, you're either, if you're a good gymnast, like, you can, I think you're going to see a big gap in that number three workout, the gymnastics one, between some of the top gymnasts, males and females.
Yeah.
I think sub eight for the men will be good. I don't know. I think the men should be better than the females on that one, just with the rope climbs and just their gymnastics capacity normally being a little bit higher.
Yeah.
I don't know that we'll see females sub eight, just because I don't think we rope climb as fast. I think it's going to be in maybe the high eights. I don't know. I haven't done that one.
So they went today at Crash. Fee went 9:15.
14 or 15, yeah.
Yeah. And Taylor went 7:59.
And I think that's
actually really impressive by Fee, but Fee has one of the best gymnastics. Like, she won a quarterfinal workout that had GHDs, pistols, and rope climb a few years ago. I think she won it or got like top three.
Oh, the 50, 40, 30, 20, 10.
I remember her crushing that one. So I think if she's getting 8:14, that's going to be like a very, very good score. I would think. I didn't see it, but
9:14.
The shock of the day.
Wait, 9:14. Oh, okay, I was thinking 8:14, and I was like, wow, that close to.
No.
Okay. 9:14. I think you'll see some sub 9 for maybe like an 8:45, something like that for some Tia out there.
Yes, there will be somebody who goes sub 9. Yeah, for sure.
The shock of the day, just so you know, was Jason Hopper went 8:19. And beat Colton.
Oh. So what? Taylor Self, Jason Hopper, then Colton.
Yeah.
And Dallin. I would expect Dallin fourth on that one. The rest on Dallin should do well. Not that he probably won't do well on that one, but I'm just saying in comparison to them. I'm surprised Hopper beat Colton on that.
I think everybody was.
What was Colton's time on that? Did he blow up?
It was the rope climbs. The rope climbs got him bad.
Yes.
And Kenneth actually says this. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention, but did Colton say he's used a new muscle up technique? No, he used a new rope climb technique. They're trying to get it so he only needs two pulls to get to the top of the rope. And so he was trying it. It looked really bad. Like he would jump and hang and then do a big kip to kind of get up the rope. And it looked really awkward. And he said it is not comfortable for him yet.
See, I wouldn't be playing around with that in the quarters. But maybe for him, he's looking past the quarters anyways, and he's prepping for semis. Like, he's that type of athlete that can do that.
Yeah, and then he said what it happened is he had to hang on the rope so long that it blew up his grip.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he did not, like, 10? Wasn't he 10? Maybe it was 9, 9:30.
Were they unbroken on the handstand pushups?
Yes, he was. His handstand pushups.
All the guys didn't break the handstand
pushups. No.
What about the girls?
No.
No. Fee went fives on everything.
5-3-2 on the wall facing.
I'm not very good at wall facing. I feel like everyone looks so fast when they do it, and I feel like their range of motion is. Sorry, I didn't turn on the lights behind me, but they look so fast, like with their hands, and it's like do 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 do. And then mine, I feel like I'm like, oh, like I have like all this space between the floor and my head, and everyone else, I'm like, you have this much space between. I'm like, is that why I can deadlift? Because my arms are like, I just feel like I'm like pushing forever, and I'm like, is it done yet? Like I'm slow at them. Like everyone, I can't figure out.
We just have long arms.
So we are keeping everything close to the vest. But Jamie did two of the workouts today. Do you have any in?
I have three.
Wow. You've done three workouts? Holy cow.
I did one after work yesterday.
Okay.
I did the wall ball one after work, which I wouldn't suggest anyone do that one first. But my back wasn't good yet. So I hurt my back last week. Or last Tuesday, remember I talked about that?
Yep.
So I didn't lift a barbell or anything for like a week. Like I moved a sandbag that was underneath like a shelf. And I think I just kind of did something weird and I picked it up to do like carries. And I think I just got compressed a little bit. So I didn't do anything like the full week besides strict pull-ups, horizontal pull-ups, bench, but with my feet elevated. I did seated strict press and belt squats and step ups. Actually, I did a lot of step ups. So I didn't do anything. So I felt like I needed one more day. My back feels fine now. Like it feels good. No issues. Like there's going to be no excuse for that. But I wanted one more day without a barbell. It wasn't an flexion. It was an extension that it was hurting me. So I decided to do the wall ball one first. A little sore today, but not as bad as I thought. Because last night after I did it, I have a pool at my condo and hot tub. So I don't have I do have a cold tub, but it's empty right here beside me. I just did like pool hot tub for like 45 minutes last night. And then went in the sauna that I also have like downstairs at my condo. And then I took an Advil to try to get some inflammation out. And I never take like any Advil, ibuprofen or anything. So I'm like, maybe it's just going to help me the next day.
Yeah. And
I felt not as bad today, but as the day went on, I was getting stiffer and stiffer.
Yeah.
So I was happy. Like I got to coach my girls' soccer today so I could like walk around, move and kind of do something. And then tonight I did the clean and jerk one.
Okay.
And the row one.
Yep.
So technically right now I'm done both, both of the ones that are due Saturday. And then it gives me an option tomorrow to see how my body feels if I want to take that as a rest day.
Yeah.
And then Saturday morning, I could redo one of the ones that are due Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then I would probably in the evening do a gymnastics one. Or even if I want to, I just on Sunday do the gymnastics one. And then if I don't like it, I Monday, I like a desperation redo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm three down right now.
That's awesome.
And it's not bad when I've worked both days. I haven't taken a day off. So I did two back to back today. I didn't feel like the clean and jerk one crushed me though. Like I didn't feel like I was beat down from the clean and jerk where I couldn't do another wad like an hour later.
I agree.
So like if I was healthier yesterday or if I like, I just didn't want to do it. Like I was still healthy yesterday. I just didn't want to push the barbells my first one and then I'm screwed for the rest. I would do the clean and jerk first, then probably the snatch one, then the wall ball one. I still think the gymnastic one doesn't need to be done now. Like I feel like I'm used to those movements. I can do them throughout the weekend for me anyways.
It's what's funny is you said after the clean and jerk, you felt like it didn't take that much out of you and you were good to go. I get here, talk to my friend and she's like, I had to wait too long after the clean and jerk to go. I wanted to go while I was still warm. And it actually, because other people needed to do theirs, she didn't get that opportunity. And so it's just funny that you guys kind of talk in a similar way about it.
Yeah.
The longer I was waiting, the stiffer I was getting.
Yep.
And I didn't really do much of a warm up going into the snatch one, which probably not the best idea, but I don't normally warm up very much anyways. Maybe that's why I was on commission last week at a commission. But I never have like any like injuries, knock on wood. Like, so like, but I take, like, I made sure that it was taken care of for the week.
I mean, so, it was four intervals. I figured interval one was the warm up.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll feel how it is. I'll adjust after.
Ooh, so I just want to reiterate a fact. Carolyn Privo did three workouts already and worked both days. And that's why she's the Daddy Mac and the Mac Daddy.
Impressive.
So all you
and I finished all my report card comments this week. I corrected a bunch of math tests that they had on Monday. I wanted to finish all of my schoolwork before the quarterfinal started so that it wasn't overlapping. So Monday and Tuesday was like, whoo, head down in the evening.
Okay, so we're going to hit a couple news bits. This week, HWPO purchased DECA. Kind of a surprise move. And I'm sure everybody's immediate thought is, what does that do to Pat Vellner?
He's an HWPO athlete.
But Michelle has made a few trips to HWPO. She's done a few of their, like, she was at their opening. I think she's been there like two or three times. So I've always thought that that was weird. I was like, oh, maybe she's just good friends from Matt and is trying to learn from Matt for Pat. So then when it happened, I was like, oh, that actually makes sense. It's pretty close to Montreal. And I feel like they probably had a good relationship going into it. So I wasn't as surprised, but I'm very glad that Pat is staying with Michelle and is like, just like loyal. Cause you just don't see that anymore in athletes. Like everyone just switches every year. And you know, like Pat's done well. Like they're up and down together. And I love that.
So my first thought, being a business major myself, was, are they expanding in too many different directions? Because there has been some criticism with some of them with the owner on a podcast who can't even remember who's where, who's what. If you diversify so much, are you taking away the greatness with the one-on-one?
I don't know. I think in a way that's just a little nitpicky of people thinking that Matt is the head coach. And I think it's kind of quite evident that that's not the case. And people just want, I mean, I think he's just focused on being a dad and like kind of facilitating that business, but he probably is only really working with Katrin and that's it. And he's not keeping tabs on anyone else.
Yeah. I mean, he used his name and his success to, you know, to build this program and, you know, everything. It happened so fast and it's so successful. Right. And I think that he's been able to delegate different responsibilities so that he can now be a dad. And I think that he's doing less of the one-on-one stuff and probably pick and choosing a little bit more because I was probably taking up a lot of time and things are going to change when you have a family. And he's like not competing anymore. And like, I'm sure he's focused. On just
see Rich and you want Matt to kind of follow in those footsteps. And that's just not happening. Like Rich is way more hands-on. He could tell you.
And if Rich doesn't know the answer, he knows who does have the answer. Like he doesn't hem-haw. He just is like, well, you need to talk to Jake about that. Or you need to talk about,
Facundo's athlete.
I mean, Rich is so involved within the Mayhem community and he's at the gym every day. He's talking to people. He's doing it. Like there's a reason.
That's why Rich. People love him. And liked Matt, you were kind of hopeful that he could bring that same.
They're different. They're just different. Yeah. They're different.
Put that in. It is what it is.
And we keep trying to wanting to compare, but they're different.
Right.
That's it.
So now you have HWPO and you have Mayhem, which are massive, right? They have so many different programs available to every level of athlete, every kind of athlete. Does it leave a place for the underdogs, the TTTs, the Ascends? Like, do they still have a place?
Sure.
Or do you think they're going to be gobbled up like Costco and.
No.
People want to have different things too. Like not everyone wants to be in a huge training camp where like they want to have more attention and you're going to get more attention being at Underdogs or Brute or training Think Tank, maybe like just a little bit smaller, still great coaches, right? Or doing your own thing. Like there's also, oh my God, why am I blanking on his name? He's growing in Europe. He has a Manon. He has.
Oh, Andre Houdet.
Yeah. Houdet. You know, like you're going to get different.
No shortcuts. You know?
That's what it is. People don't always want to do what everyone else is doing. Right. Like.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He's growing pretty fast in Europe, man.
Yeah. But
every time you see him, he's got like five more athletes.
The only thing that's nice about training camps is like the productions that they do for like their workouts and the media content and stuff that you get there. Like that helps promote your brand so that then you can get sponsorships through, you know, to help cover some costs of your season. Like, but other than that, I think staying within a coach that can see you daily and maybe not being as big is probably better.
This is an interesting comment. HWPO and Mayhem are the Planet Fitness of CrossFit programming. Accurate or not? I think Lifetime Fitness is probably more accurate.
Yeah.
Lifetime Fitness is awesome. That place is.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Like HWPO and Mayhem can be awesome, but they are doing programming for the masses.
Yes.
Doesn't mean they're not awesome. Mm-hmm. They're just for the masses. And then Corey says, people like what they like, Brute and TTT and Underdogs and the rest have their following and it's loyal and it's growing.
It is growing. And like, look at Brute. Like they had what, 5 athletes at the games last year, 5 out of 5. Unbelievable for Torres and that gang. Like it's awesome.
Yeah.
And like Underdogs, like look at the development of Alex Kazan. And look what like Danielle when she was there also, right? Like obviously she
Gary and Bethany.
Well, she'll be successful basically anywhere, but like Kazan really grew with Underdogs. And Carrie Pierce stayed with Justin, and like they were like in the New York area and then they moved to Vegas. Like it's just when you have someone that you trust and that believes in you, like you're gonna be successful.
Well, and if you look at Underdogs, and we just talked to Justin, 2 weeks ago? He's got Ricky Garrard on the men's side, Alex Kazan on the women's side.
Sarah? Like, he has Sarah now, right? Sarah.
Yep.
Another, not, I don't know if she's from Australia, maybe New Zealand. Caitlin Van Zyl?
She's going team, right? Or no?
Is she doing team this year?
I think she's indie. But okay. she's always great in Oceania. Like Underdogs has some good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and they have Bronislaw too.
Bronislaw.
Yep.
So yeah. But you look at Ricky and Alex, I mean, they're top 5 athletes. To have one on each side is pretty impressive for a smaller camp. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's that. And as I've been telling people, Carolyn, I'm on my phone for notes because I only have one screen tonight. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see Cooper Marsh's Boston Marathon story?
I did not.
So I've been friends with Cooper for a while. And I know I dogged him about the Danielle Brandon documentary. But what happened to him at Boston was scary. He actually does not remember finishing the Boston Marathon. He was falling over and a medic grabbed him. They put 2 IVs in him to try to get him back. And he says like walking from the medical tent to his car, he pissed himself and shit himself on the way because he could not control himself.
Oh, did he finish?
He did. He finished.
So this is all post. Did he say at what point in the race that like everything was just.
He said he was on like a really good pace with 6 miles to go. And then things started getting hard.
That's about right. Last 3 are terrible.
Have you done one of them?
Yeah.
And there was a point where he completely blacks out, does not remember anything. Like, and I want to say like the last 3 miles.
Yeah.
And then he remembers vaguely getting his finishing medal. And that's where he fell over and they caught him. But he did not fill out his emergency contact. So nobody knew where he was.
Didn't they have all the, I mean, I saw like, I don't know if it was live coverage or whatever of like Matt following along Sammy. Like, weren't they all there?
Yeah, it was Matt O'Keefe, Sammy. And Cooper doing something for charity.
Right. And Frazier was on the sideline. Like, I thought they had several crew members there.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that.
Hmm.
But, yeah. I'm just glad he's okay.
Yeah, that's and scary.
He's
that's scary.
Telling the story now. But whenever you're in a competition, make sure you fill out the emergency contact at least.
Yeah. This makes me not want to do a marathon even more than...
Yeah. I made it to a quarter marathon, and when I finished, I was like, yep, that's far enough. Never need to go further than that.
I just feel like it hurts my joints to run that long. Like my knees just start hurting, my hips start hurting. I'm like, ugh, ankles. It's not like the muscles, it's just like my like bones hurt.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Aaron is referring to. Is Gracie Walton an underdog?
No, she's.
Well, she might be.
Actually. Okay.
I actually think she is.
I think she might be. Yeah.
I think she's with Kiefer.
Yeah.
I think now that he said that. And yes, you're right, Kenneth. People pay to do marathons.
It's true.
I don't know why. Okay. So then I saw this today on Barbell Spin. Teams are only going to be competing 2 days at semis.
As opposed to the three of...
Opposed to three in the past. So back in the day, regionals, teams did the morning, individuals afternoon, both went 3 days. Last year and the year before, teams went Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Individuals went Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Right. So each one had a day to themselves and then the shared 2 days. Now they're cutting teams down to two.
Which days are they?
I did not see that. I saw it just as we were setting up. So I didn't have time to deep dive.
Well, if they get a day where it's just themselves, I wonder if they would do three workouts that day versus two, two, two. Like you could do a three and then a two or something like that, or a two, then a three on the final. Whatever day is not overlapping with the individuals, they could do three.
I am going blind to see if I can. Okay. In an email CrossFit shared with the teams, they will only be competing 2 days at semis. Teams will compete on Friday and Saturday with the podium ceremony Saturday night. The news is a departure from previous years where teams and individuals competed over the course of three. Last year in North America and Europe, they competed from Thursday through Saturday. Like we just said, it is unclear if the individual schedule will be changed this year. Currently, each semifinal is scheduled from Friday through Sunday. And you can read that on the Barbell Spin.
Interesting.
Who do a great job of breaking news.
Always. His men.
So. Subscribe to their Instagram. That's even better. You get a push notification whenever something breaks so you can see it right away.
Maybe they just don't really have a long workout and they do they can do three workouts both days. They can still do
It's just when there's an overlap with the individuals and just you wouldn't have to. It's just the equipment for the teams is so much more. That's the headache of the programming of the teams, right? Got the worm, and then you got double or quadruple of everything.
So hypothetically, say individuals are going 2 days, Saturday, Sunday.
There's at least five events. There's no way there's not more than five. They're not going to do an in-person with four events. So there's either five or six to me.
Well, yeah. And traditionally, there's always been six.
Six.
Do you think you can do less than six at semis and get the right people to the games?
The right teams?
Or if they hypothetically go indies that way?
No.
I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah, you can do a five test that's well-rounded.
Yeah.
You could. I just think more scores, you're allowing for people to be a lot more balanced. Mm-hmm. And really show the capacity in different things.
Yeah. I think if you go less than six, you can't go monostructural.
No.
Personally.
Yeah, you can't do a single modality or a specialist type workout, and they need to be CrossFit style.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So our plan tomorrow is to head to Grand Trunk where they have a 15-foot rope and a wall near it.
Yeah. How is your gym layout? Did you do that one or no? Have you done the gymnastics one? Yeah, I haven't done it. How's your gym layout for it?
My rope is 14 feet, 6 inches.
So what do you do?
I have to travel to someone else's gym.
And do you know if the rope is close to a wall, which is close to a rig? Like that one to me is dumb to program. I think if you're going to do a rope, which I don't think you should do online because I don't think everyone has that height of ceilings. I really don't think it's inclusive. You don't program a rope climb with
hands. Much,
like you program a rope climb with a barbell where you can place a barbell basically anywhere. You program a rope climb with running. Like something that you don't have to have a physical, like you could program with GHD because you could technically bring a GHD over, but something like a rig, a wall needed, like people don't have a rope next to a rig next to the rings. And I hate that the transitions and the way that you have a layout of your gym is going to make a difference. Yeah. I don't think that that's right.
Agreed.
I don't care that you can move your camera around or whatever. I don't like that that's going to be a factor. If there's a tie, but someone had a better just overall setup, it's like that should not be a factor of an online competition. And people will say, oh, we'll just go to another gym. And it's like, well, not everyone has that, like, I don't know.
I won't have a great layout.
Like it's just
rings are not really next to the wall or the rope. And the rope is definitely not near the wall.
And then where do you put your camera at that point? Now you do your rope with your handstand pushups. Now all of a sudden you got to put your camera way back so that you can see the rope and then you can see your handstand pushups. Right?
Well, they want you to remember move. The camera can move this.
They want you to move the camera.
No.
That's what they want.
But like what's going on, you know? Like what, like that should not be a thing. Like stop programming handstand pushups with more than 25 feet distances, whether it's lunges, handstand walks, now a rope climb. You got to tilt that camera even higher to try to get that roof. What are you going to see from the handstand now? Here comes my other bar for the close to bars, and the ring muscle-ups are now far. The workouts are great. Just that one, logistically, is not good for most gyms. And people say, oh, you have to get there, right? The good athletes need to get there because it's a, 15-minute time cap. Regular 25% probably won't make it to possibly even the rope, right? So
right.
Still, though, I don't think that part is well thought of. Yes, I am riffing.
So I need to create an overlay that whenever any of us goes into a riff mode, that it just says, like, riff alert at the bottom.
You need the one, like,
I think it's a great workout. I just don't like that that's going to be like where you have everything as a factor.
They're not. What the heck?
What's happening?
Oh, I might have them muted.
He's trying to do the soundboard like a anything.
It's an FX and shoot. Oh, here we go. It only take me 6 hours to do this.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, that one.
That one.
That's the riff alert. So Aaron is commenting on the ropes. Crash had the same issue, but they touched the top of the beam. The rope was attached to get to the 15. And I had some comments about this here.
You're muted.
Sorry, I was having a bite of my pizza. I just think that like even the difference between having to reach and touch a beam and then you have, let's say the top of your rope is thick here because it's like attached. Like there's a huge difference in a rope climb just having to touch a tape line. Like when I go to Lex's gym in California, it's 20-foot ceilings. I can just go to the 15-foot.
Yep.
And I don't have to worry about a big knot or something at the top. I can just reach. Like mine at my gym, I got to go to a beam, like basically to the roof almost. And it's just like there's a black thingy that has like sharp little thingies. If I want to go any higher, hurts my hand if I get there, which means I got to reach nice and high. And it just changes stuff. Like I don't like that that's a factor. Like I guess you could say the same with like ring muscle ups and short ropes and long straps and stuff like that. But these are factors in online competitions.
Yeah.
Yep. And the crowd goes. You got me started now.
Yeah. I'm with you a little bit there, Carolyn. I don't like that the setup will probably play a little bit of factor in some people's scores.
Well, is it going to be a huge difference? I don't know. Like there's maybe in that transition you're getting rest, right? But I don't know.
Well, I think the rope and the rings, a lot of people chalked up pretty good during that time. So it did slow down the transition some degree. If you're chalking while you're walking, I think you can probably make that up, but it shouldn't come down to that, right?
No, it shouldn't. But I personally think that the rope at Crash being hung the way it was and having to touch above, because that's what I do, it's harder. And I think it affected maybe partially Colton's rope climb technique, but I maybe think he underestimated the way that rope hung as well.
Because
if he's not used to that, of course.
Exactly.
Well, some have like the buckle that it mm-hmm. like it'll pivot and just to tie it to a beam is a completely different
yep.
way that rope's going to react.
Mm-hmm. Like I kind of think it got Dalen a little bit.
Maybe yeah.
even Fee, like
just trying to get foot grip, like
but
a foot.
Taylor hole. Works out there, but I mean, Taylor was going to crash or smash that workout anyways.
Yeah, Taylor was going to smash it, but yes, he works out there, so he knows how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And even Jason, like he works out.
Yeah, there. I forgot Jason's there too. Yeah.
Well, they were at Crash. That's where Jason works out all the time.
Yeah, I forget that he's there.
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
Taylor's in Charlotte.
Charlotte. Oh, so yeah. Sorry, I got them mixed up.
Jason crushed it.
Maybe. Home field rope.
Home rope advantage. That's fast. I was trying to think of what would be top scores for guys and girls. Like at the very top. That's going to be hard. That's got to be a top score for Taylor.
It's going to be.
That's going to be a top.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe top 10. I don't know. I have no idea.
I think it's going to be a top 10.
He's good. So wait, so who won the first one between them? It was Dalen that won the tiebreaker. They've done two. They did that one in the gymnastics. So they did the ones that are due on Monday.
Yep.
Interesting.
Because they were, one was more leg, one was more upper body.
Yeah.
And just thought they'd be recovered better from those two.
So they're not doing any redos.
Tomorrow they're doing the interval workout.
Yes.
And then Saturday is the wall ball burpee.
Yep.
And then that leaves.
Their only redo really is a lift or
gymnastics if they
gymnastics.
Really didn't like the way something went there.
I mean, unless they do two on the Saturday. But I don't know what you'd want to do after that wall ball one, to be honest.
Nothing. They're going to sell their souls there.
You need a few rounds of cold plunge in.
Yeah.
Because that's a tough one. That is a tough one. You like 150 burpee box jump overs. Disgusting. I can't believe that. Like having chunks of 50 has always been a lot. Having three chunks of 50s, I was like, I was like, is this joke? They hate us. They hate us.
That's just ignorant.
That's so cruel.
Like 75 wall ball, 25 burpee box jump over three rounds.
Yeah, I would have liked that.
Still 300 reps, but wall ball.
50, 35, 20 maybe, you know, a little sprint at the end. Yeah. But 50-50. Kenneth, my gosh.
Member for a year.
Woo!
Look at you go. Thank you so much. Anybody can join if you want to support the show and my trips to Michigan. Just hit that member button or join. I think it says join.
Yeah, but like that one, you're not redoing a that burpee one.
Heck no.
Like, I'm just surprised. Well, I guess if you're not going to redo it, then I guess you could put it to Saturday.
Yeah.
I think they all agree they're not redoing it. That's the one they do not want to do again.
Like the clean and jerk one, I'm sure, like, you could redo that one if you like messed up somewhere, but
I think
I don't need to redo that one.
I think
the one that people can maybe redo and really change a strategy would be like the gymnastics one for sure. If you like blow up and you start missing your handstand push-ups or your ring muscle-ups, like that you might want to do twice, but most of them are pretty sucky.
Yes.
So before we get out of here, just a off the cuff question. Taylor has said that if he makes court semifinals, he's turning it down.
He said that now?
That's what he said it today a couple times.
I think he needs people to pay his trip.
Do you think that that's truly what's going to happen?
No way.
I don't see why he wouldn't go.
Why wouldn't he go?
Knoxville to Charlotte is like 3 hours.
It's not a cost thing. It's not a cost.
Why wouldn't he go? Is he just like, he's just scared to underperform there? Like, why not go and test yourself? Who cares if you finish last? Who cares if you finish 20th?
This is my
second. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, even if his knee's not fully recovered, I get he's not performing maybe at 100% of what he wants to be at, but it's like, who cares?
Here's my psychology read. In his mind, he's got nothing to lose. And he's doing these workouts because it was never his plan to go to semifinals. And there's no pressure on him at all. And in his mind, he's got to keep saying, I'm not going to semis, to let it all hang out.
Yeah.
Then when the realization comes at the end and he doesn't have any more workouts to do, I think he'll come to his senses and say, I've got to give it a shot. Right?
Because he was so close to the games prior to the knee, right? Like, he was in the last chance qualifier, and the only reason he didn't was because they had a max lift, right? If I remember.
A 4-rep deadlift.
That 4-rep deadlift out of, like, 4 whatever workouts they had, like, that's a huge... Right. I mean, that changes everything.
Still blows me away that Christy qualified out of that.
I know.
Christy's strong.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, but that burpee workout saved her butt.
She's so good. She's a top 10 athlete every year at the games. Every year. She's one of the most well-rounded athletes that we have in our sport.
That should tell you.
I'm not surprised at all.
But that programming at Granite Games was awful that year.
Yeah.
It wasn't well-rounded. That's why she didn't get to shine like she normally does, because there's no reason that Christy should ever have to go in the last chance qualifier. She's so good.
Yeah. Kenneth makes a great point. Taylor's about to win $1,000 minimum. That should pay for his way to semis. Right now he's actually winning.
Yeah.
He's winning the $5,000 after 2 events.
Yeah, I saw that. They're getting $5,000 for the win. Only one person gets the money?
No.
No, they're getting 5-2-1-1.
So at least everyone makes $1,000.
Yeah.
But here's
And what about Fee and Lane girl?
That's what has me pissed off.
1,000.
I bet they'll change that.
I bet they don't.
Really?
And in a year where it's the year of the women athlete, right?
It is. It's the year of the women.
The women's tournament outrated the men's tournament. In a sport that's always been equal, this is how we're doing it. It's just not right.
The thing is, there's very few women that would agree to do this.
Yeah, we're all secretive.
They're way too secretive. The men would jump at this opportunity. The women will not. And the fact that Fee is putting this out there, I think deserves.
Yeah. I think someone like Ariel would do it 100% though.
I do think Ariel would do it.
Ariel would have done it.
Safe to get in.
Yeah. Like fees safe to get into. Like that, I think someone that's just very confident that they're getting in, like they're not worried, like they're going to do this to help their grow their brand and stuff like that. Like that's great. I think if you're an athlete that you're dependent on the workouts, like you might not want to expose all of your workouts maybe and have people know or have something to chase. I don't know.
I think. Honestly, even of the women you would think are a shoo-in, I think there's several that would not agree to do this. People have said a few names that I don't think there's a chance they would do this.
So let me ask you this. Colton said it, I think, last night, that after people have seen the success that these four are having, not just in the sport, but as a brand, all the stuff, the prize money that's going up, now more people want to do it. And he was like, you dorks, we'd agreed to do this before there was money. And true. Like, you need to lay off. But a lot of people are going to see this, and a lot of people are going to see the success of this, and more of these types of things are going to happen. And I'm hoping to bring something like this, either in the master's division or something like that, where I was thinking today, wouldn't it be cool if we did like Masters Legends, Rudy Berger versus Jason? You know, someone programmed three events, you do it in the off season, and like these can be done on a weekend, get some exposure for people. They're not hard to set up. But I think even women are going to see the success of this and go, if I want my brand to grow, I'm going to have to do this.
Yeah. I mean,
and especially if you're like a semifinal athlete, like why not take the chance?
I think it's a huge opportunity for this format to get the competitive spirit on the floor that Fee's getting, that the boys are getting. Yeah.
Yeah. Like for that, like someone like Lindsay Lane, like this is great exposure. Right. Like not everyone might know her from winning Crash, although a lot of people did watch Crash Crucible and stuff like that. So, but it's just giving her more exposure. Right. And people are like, oh, like that's the girl I saw, you know, on the 7 podcast and did this, and it's just helping her, and Fee's growing her brand right now too.
Well, and not only that, it's competition experience, live head to head competition experience.
Yeah.
That you can't always get. And especially with all the big ones being invitation only for a lot of it, it's tough to go in the off season to get a big time competition.
And what's impressive is like Fee and Dallin and Taylor, let's say, they're going to someone else's gym. Like you always want to do your open gyms in your gym. Like that's, you know, your barbell, you know, your rig, you know, your space. When you go to another gym, you're like, oh, am I going to like the bar here? Like the fact that they're doing their quarterfinal workout in an uncomfortable, and I'm assuming it's not uncomfortable environment at Crash, but I'm just saying like it's out of their comfort zone. Like that's good experience.
Yeah. Cause semis are going to be that way. Mm-hmm. So why not prep for it?
Mm-hmm. Unless you have the HWPO proven setup that is the exact same rig and rope and everything as you get at semifinals, when you have all the rogue stuff and perfectly prepped with the exact lanes and everything. It's like, that's the advantage of certain camps.
Yeah,
true. But I, you know, kudos to Sevan for putting this on.
Yeah,
because it gives us a chance to watch this. It is invariably the best programmed part of the season. Mm-hmm. And we never, ever get to see it. And it's so cool that we get to see this stuff. And, you know, that's part of the reason I come up to Michigan. I get to hang out at Redemption, watch a bunch of people from all levels do this stuff this weekend and get to talk to them and see how it was. And it doesn't always just have to be a games athlete.
I started Fallout, Ken, 2 episodes in.
Yeah, I knew there was something I was going to bring up for TV talk, and now I forgot. So I'm too into quarterfinals.
It's just all CrossFit now. That's all we can watch.
Yeah. But I did want to say to Carolyn, I was watching Pat McAfee the other day, and if people don't know, Pat McAfee is one of the reasons I even started this podcast. Yeah. Like, he's a Pittsburgh boy, and he was told no so many times about things, and he just started his own thing, and now he's the biggest name in sports media right now. But he had Caitlin Clark on Wednesday.
I did see that.
And
switched some jerseys.
They swapped some jerseys, and she agreed to come on his show weekly moving forward, and he was giddy to have her. That is such a huge leap for women's sports.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge.
Did you also see Nike?
I know that she's with Nike.
They're going to do a signature shoe that's supposed to be like over or like eight figures.
Jeez. Where we've got to make a change is her salary.
Everyone's salary in the WNBA, but her specific. Wow. I mean, yeah, like it's like a lot of those, especially like those women's sports, a lot of times are built off of like experience. And it's like you kind of earn your contract. I mean, I guess the NHL and other professionals, they have that too for rookies. Like look at Brock Purdy, right? He's still like on his rookie $800,000 contract. And I mean, San Francisco's not mad about that right now. Yeah. It's just the same thing, but it's way less. Like it's what, 75,000, 77,000 or something for her.
All that is true, but the fact that the Indiana, I don't even know their storm, Indiana Fever. Sold out season tickets. Insane. Like that alone should get her a raise.
And now they have like 36 out of like their 40 games or something are going to be nationally televised. A lot of their games, a lot of their away games, people have changed their venue to accommodate more seating. They're going to a bigger venue so that they can have a bigger capacity to watch the games.
I did see
that. Smart.
Yeah.
Like she's. I hope she doesn't get injured and she can really make the WNBA matter and relevant.
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of time. It's growing through college, and then it's just going to expand to the WNBA. It's a pure brand of basketball. And admittedly, I didn't know that until Caitlin Clark showed me.
But there's more than her. Like, there's so many good ones that also entered the draft here, and, like, they're going to be fun to watch. And then there's still some good ones at college that are going to be fun to watch for the next few years.
Well, Paige Buckets is still there, and Juju.
Yeah,
and
Juju, yeah.
I'm becoming a fan of the female.
Yeah, you're like, but like, it almost took a couple of years to get, last year was, like, you saw Caitlin Clark last year too, but like the Angel Reese and other players, and then you start investing a little bit more. And last couple of years, it's been growing a lot.
Well, and you look at the Chicago Sky, who got Angel Reese and Cardona.
Cardoza,
is that it?
Yeah.
It came close.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be cool to watch.
It'd be cool to be a fly on the wall in their practices. I feel like those.
So how does that work? When you're a hockey player at Wisconsin, like you hate the Buckeyes, you hate the Spartans, and then you go into a pro league and now you're playing with those people. Do you forget about the rivalry? Or is it more in depth?
You do, but then every time there's like your school is playing and stuff, you always have bets and stuff like that. And then you realize, oh, they're actually nice, and you actually become like best friends with them. You get over it really fast. Once you're on the same team, same goals, like everyone's got the same mindset to win. So you forget about it. It's just kind of more small bets, like on the pregame walks, you might have to wear the opposing team's jerseys if you lost your bet. More fun stuff like that.
Yeah. So Amanda Brown says, regardless of prize money, Glenn Things should get a shout out for stepping up for the ladies to have a prize at all. 100%. Yeah. Good on you, Glenn Things, for putting that money up.
Yeah, because they were a last minute thing too, right? Like they weren't like, it was only supposed to be Taylor and then they joined. It's out.
Sort of. I mean,
or no,
I brought it up to Fee a while ago and I see LDY commented above, like the money was brought on. That's not true at all. Like the boys had agreed to do it. Fee had agreed to do it. And Sarah Cox just put up the 5,000 the other night during the burpee thing. She was like, and I want to throw 5,000 at the thing. So this,
who did the money came here? Who's this from?
California Sarah. Peptides.
But Fee agreed a while ago.
It's been a couple weeks for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the shit is, I've never been to a WNBA game, but I'm a new fan of the female game in the college. And I will check out the WNBA now.
I really want a team to come to Toronto. They're like looking at expansion cities and I'm like, come on, bring one to Toronto. I would love that. It's just hard for visa issues. Cause like you start having a league in the States and then you have internet, like there's just some border stuff, but bring it.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we went long tonight. We'll probably hop on Saturday night after scores are submitted.
Okay.
And we can then talk about the first two. Cause scores are already be in and we'll see if there's any other news that breaks over the weekend. Things we're going to look out for. Tia score submissions. Brooke score submissions. Are they healthy enough to get through those first two?
I think so.
Those are probably the two they could get through.
Well, we saw Brooke the other day post some ring muscle-ups. I don't know if you saw that one. They look good.
Okay. Yeah, I think she'll be fine.
And all the gymnastics that would hurt her shoulder, I think, are all in one workout.
Yes.
You would know this more, right, Jamie? Like, it would be just the rings and maybe the toes to bars of that one.
Yeah.
I think she's able to do everything like this. So, to me, that's good because if it was on multiple events, then it's kind of affecting you on a lot of scores. But it's one score, and Brooke is so fit that she's more than capable on the other three to smash and still do very well. I think looking at her ring muscle up, it looked like she was – good to go.
Yeah, they looked fine. I think she'll be fine. Her lifts, she said, were fine. So four is going to be fine for her. Wall balls and burpees are going to be totally fine for her. I don't see an issue with that 85-pound snatch or box step-ups. So I think she's fine.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be looking just to make sure.
And I was also happy to see no double unders.
I did send you a message.
I know. Scott messaged me right away. No double unders. I was like, yes. I was like going through workout one. I'm like waiting to see a rope. Workout two, waiting to see a rope. I'm like, yes. That's
happening. All right, guys. Well, we will see you all probably Saturday night. If not before, I might pop on either an Instagram live or something like that. Who knows? With that, we'll see you all next time on Thursday night CrossFit Talk.
Good luck tomorrow, Jamie.
Thank you, Jim.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCor are delivering the most effective, best-tasting, and highest-quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4Energy.com. That's C4Energy.com. And now back to the interview.